You gotta watch the tape. I mean, can't speak for on anybody until you see the tape. But 200 yards rushing probably wasn't as disciplined as you'd like to be. A lot of that came on two runs, but you know, it's more so to the chunks. You know, again, when you're 3rd and 2, 3rd and 3, 3rd and 4, that's tough to do. Now it's a guessing game. Are they gonna run? Are they gonna pass? Now they can play action. So you're not forcing them to be one dimensional. We were able to force them to be one dimensional. We got good pressure on the quarterback, and we were able to get off the field, create some turnovers or odd turnover. But it all starts with the rush game. I mean with the run game. You know, I know this league's about, you know, sacks and rushing the quarterback, but you do not win unless you stop the run. You don't get chances to rush the quarterback unless you stop the run. Yeah, I didn't envision this outcome at all, to be honest with you. Even at the half, you know, we knew what happened on the one big run. You clean it up and you go, and you saw in the second half. I mean, we scored 10 unanswered, and we're playing pretty good ball. And then we get to overtime, we got a chance to win the game, and good defenses have to take that upon themselves and win the game. And we weren't able to get them where we wanted, get a couple third and shorts, a run breaks out, and then, you know, it's a long run, and game's over. So you got to tackle the run again. It just comes down to stopping the run. That's how you do it. There's 15 left. Now, granted, you want to jump up on a game like this at home, but you know what? Hopefully, we'll look back at this and it'll be just a game that we lost. You don't want to give home games away, like I said. But we'll fix some problems and we'll move on, and that's what you do. We got a huge opponent with us. Tough game. We got to go play Sunday Night Football in San Fran, and we better darn well get this run thing figured out.